What is the caliber of training partners over there?
The training in Asia is actually really high level. You know, in Vegas where I train, I just train with hobbyists in my garage. The last 5 years or 6 years, I've been doing that.
You train with hobbyists?
Hobbyist only.
So meaning just people that are friends?
Just people that do jiu-jitsu as like fun.
For fun.
Like they get out of work and they train for fun.
So you haven't been going to a formal school?
I would represent big teams, but 100% of my training would just be with hobbyists because I like their energy better than competitors.
Really?
So if you train with a competitor, they have the vibe of like a 9-to-5 job. When I train with a hobbyist, they actually want to be there because they're having fun. So how I train more like a hobbyist, like my energy.
Yeah.
So I prefer being in an environment like that. So I surround myself with mostly hobbyists.
Wow. What I would imagine there's some sort of negative to that, in that you're not being pressured by elite grapplers.
But the way that I train, I'm more just teaching everyone around me to give me certain reactions that I need to work on. So I'm more observing. So if I'm doing a position and I feel like something stops it, I'll teach everyone I train with how to stop what I'm doing.
Mm.
And then I have to figure out how to solve it again and again and again.
So you basically just piece that all together once you actually get into a match.
Yep.
And when, so it's like you're creating like building blocks while you're training.
Yeah, and I control all the different variables and I just add different things in.
Wow. So no major gym where you go there and that's incredible. So you could easily recreate that in Singapore.
I could train anywhere. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The training in Singapore is the same level as, if not higher than my training in Vegas. So it's sufficient, you know?